Track 7, The Treasury. In the large hall, in one of the freestanding cases in the centre of the room, there is a case displaying a small ivory statue of an enthroned virgin and child. You know it because it's made of ivory. It's French, carved in the 13th century, and is only about 6 inches high. Ivory was a luxury material, suggesting its owner was wealthy, and its smallness suggests that it might have been used in private devotions. Write down 3 or 4 words that best describe the Virgin's expression. In what directions are Virgin and Child looking? Even though Christ's head has been reconstructed, you can still imagine the relationship between this mother and child. Look for another case with a sturdy copper reliquary casket skillfully engraved. Worshippers would only have been allowed to touch the chest. That's why so much of the gilt is worn. But sometimes just looking at a holy thing can be as sufficient as a touch. The casket is from Canterbury in England. St. Thomas à Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, is depicted on one of the medallions, on the front, second medallion on the left of the vertical side. Can you identify one thing that Thomas holds in his hand? The casket crouches on 4 lion's paw feet, as if keeping guard over whatever precious and fragile relic once rested within it. Reliquaries often assume the form of bodies. Look around the treasury and sketch another reliquary that seems to mimic a body or a body part. You should be able to spot one that looks like an arm and another in the shape of a head. Go upstairs now to the Kusha Cloister to begin track 8.